Oracle slashes thousands of jobs to fund AI expansion. By Lucas Nolan on April 1, 2026. Software giant Oracle stunned thousands of workers across the globe Tuesday by notifying them of their termination via email sent at 6 a.m. The layoffs are designed to free up cash for the company's aggressive AI expansion. The New York Post reports that Oracle, one of the world's largest software companies, carried out widespread job cuts this week that eliminated thousands of positions worldwide. Larry Ellison's tech powerhouse delivered the news to affected employees through an impersonal early morning email that designated Tuesday as their final day of employment. The termination message, copies of which were obtained by Business Insider, stated, "After careful consideration of Oracle's current business needs, we have made the decision to eliminate your role as part of a broader organizational change." The email continued, "As a result, today is your last working day. Thank you for your contributions to our organization." Recipients were also asked to provide personal email addresses for any future correspondence from the company. Workers who completed their termination paperwork were informed they would qualify for severance benefits, though these would be governed by the specific terms and conditions outlined in the company's severance plan. The dismissals extended across multiple international regions, with employees in the United States, India, Canada, and other locations reporting receipt of the message attributed to Oracle leadership. Two individuals with direct knowledge of the situation confirmed that the workforce reduction involved thousands of jobs. When approached for comment regarding the precise number of positions eliminated, Oracle informed the California Post that it would not provide a statement on the matter. The company's most recent annual filing with the SEC indicated that Oracle maintained approximately 162,000 full-time employees at that time. The abrupt nature of the layoffs sparked significant backlash among former employees, many of whom took to Reddit's Employees of Oracle forum to share their experiences and express frustration with the company's handling of the terminations. One user wrote, "They created widespread fear, frustration, and uncertainty among all employees, not just those directly impacted by the reef." The same commenter added, "From a financial perspective, the approach seems inefficient, offering significant severance packages while continuing to hire new employees." Particularly poignant was one account from a person whose father had been dismissed after 2 decades of service with Oracle, allegedly just 2 years shy of retirement eligibility. The poster noted the lack of personal contact in delivering such consequential news, stating, "Not even a phone call. The companies are evil." Another affected employee reported that their job had been terminated and their system access revoked immediately upon notification. Some posts on the forum suggested the scale of the reduction was substantial, with one message claiming that Oracle's headcount dropped from 165K to 155K this morning. Additional comments indicated that further cuts may be forthcoming. The workforce reduction arrives in the context of Oracle's ambitious expansion into AI infrastructure. A report from March had indicated that the company was contemplating eliminating thousands of positions as it pursued a major AI data center expansion, a move that had raised investor concerns about financing such an aggressive growth strategy. In February, Oracle disclosed plans to raise as much as $50 billion throughout the year to support what it characterized as its rapidly growing cloud infrastructure operations. The juxtaposition of these substantial capital-raising efforts alongside significant job eliminations has drawn scrutiny from industry observers and former employees alike. Upheavals in the economy, whether from companies attempting to replace workers with AI or, as in this case, laying off employees to fund AI expansion, will continue to have an impact on the American economy. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red: The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. We do not want to live in a world built on Chinese AI rails, not economically, not militarily, Hall told Fox News Sunday Morning Futures host Maria Bartiromo. We've got to beat China without becoming China. None of us want to live in an AI surveillance state, and we've got to make sure we preserve those values. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.